The more than 800,000 registered sex offenders in the U.S. may feel that their parole restrictions are onerous, but the mere presence of a known offender in almost any community precipitates clashes of competing interests and legal battles that have only intensified in the wake of the hashtag MeToo movement. In at least 10 recent lawsuits filed in states from Pennsylvania to Colorado, civil rights proponents argue that sex offenders face unconstitutional punishments that other criminals do not. And they note that there are no government registries for murderers or other violent felons in most states. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear a case challenging the limits of the registry in its October term. But advocates for the millions of women, men, and children who have experienced sexual violence are pushing back on any reforms, and 12 states have passed or proposed further restrictions on offenders in the past year. "What most of my clients want is their attacker gone," says Lisa Anderson, a lawyer who represents survivors of rape. "If I could brand them with a scarlet letter on their forehead, I would, because I don't want any woman hurt like that again." Most people find it difficult to reconcile the hope that rehabilitation is possible with the impulse to push these men to the periphery of society forever. Punitive measures alone, however, have not been found to meaningfully increase community safety. Meanwhile, therapy, when paired with tough parole restrictions can significantly reduce the chance of reoffending, according to the American Psychological Association. "It's hard for me to believe that someone could violently ignore the will of another and then be taught not to cross that line," says Anderson. "But if it's possible to teach them empathy, then that should be mandatory." There are about 2,350 therapists across the nation who provide court-mandated treatment to sex offenders. Counseling is also offered through prisons and other government institutions. Judges refer the offenders to psychologists or clinical social workers who are authorized by states. In some cases, the government subsidizes the cost of treatment. Private therapists can refuse to see certain patients at their discretion. Cheryl, a clinical social worker, and Jennifer, a licensed professional counselor, oversee the weekly meetings in the bungalow. They have worked with both victims and perpetrators for almost 20 years. They do not have to accept all referrals from the state, and they say there are certain men they simply won't treat, such as those who repeatedly prey on children and seem unwilling to change.